to That's What It Says in the Yearbook. It's a sportscast. I'm your host, Doug. The episode title is a Simpsons reference. Homer Simpson on a tombstone misreads unloved by all as unloved by Al. What in the name of Sugar Lynn Beard is going on with still a free agent Eric Hosmer? Hosmer was last seen as the Kansas City Royals first baseman and pretty much unloved by all, still unsigned. And his agent is looking for a $200 million contract. Now, Hosmer is a really interesting case, an intriguing case, because on the surface, he's a star. But Sabermetrics, the advanced statistical analysis of baseball, says he's not. How can 10,000 computers be wrong? Can 10,000 computers be wrong? So Eric Hosmer looks the part, 6'4", 228. He's hit over 290 in four of his seven seasons, which is better than the Nationals' Bryce Harper. But the advanced charts and graphs that expose specific situations show he's literally near the bottom when it comes to getting baseballs into the air, and his power is suspect. On defense, Hosmer has four gold gloves, but the math says, despite the whole 6'4 athlete thing, he lacks range somehow when it comes to tracking down baseballs. On the one hand, why isn't Hosmer's elevating pitches data improving? Then again, in the age of advanced metrics, and we're bucking misleading traditions here, why does the first baseman still have to possess amazing power? Why can't someone else do it? In the field, plenty of Royals teammates and coaches say Hosmer is steady at first base, lights out throwing to whoever is covering. He digs out grounders, and Hosmer's a reliable target for infielders and outfielders that happens to throw to finish off the double play. Then again, those are his teammates and coaches talking. Now, you could make this about basic stats being too one-dimensional to tell you anything about Hosmer, or about advanced stats being too buried in data to see how good he is. But really, this is just about, is Eric Hosmer, at a time when teams need numbers on him, the one guy who's immune to numbers? Can that happen? And the answer isn't somewhere in the middle. Sabermetrics wouldn't have given Hosmer any of those gold glove awards that we mentioned. It helps some, at least, to just look at his basic stats here. Hosmer has played in all but 86 games over 7 years, and he's been named a stellar fielder four times, so he's durable and at least arguably a good defensive infielder. Even Fangraphs has him as the fifth best first baseman in MLB. But Hosmer has yet to put together consecutive great seasons. Hitting 270 or below every other year is not a $200 million stat line. So, what would Samantha Fish do? She's a Kansas City-born blues singer, excellent guitarologist, who appears to be a hardcore Royals fan to her hardcore credit. Last season's Samantha Fish timeline had her wearing a Royals hat in Paris last spring, and that was coming off a playoffless season. And then concertgoers saw her sport her Royals guitar strap during last season, and then after last season, when attendance was down and KC had officially closed out another subpar season to miss the playoffs again. It really takes a fan to do that. We'd actually like to ask her what she would do in this case. But 2018 Hosmer never would have been worth $200 million. But if last season's .318 batting average wasn't just a contract year mirage, could Hosmer be the one person you have to see in person? Because stats can't solve him. Speaking of stats, by the way, Hosmer and a few of his teammates met Garth Brooks and appeared on stage with him at a concert in Kansas City. This was last May. And infielder Whit Merrifield, who was also on stage, said, quoting, "It was definitely a rush. You always dream about walking out on stage with that many people looking at you," unquote. Now, we know what Merrifield meant. Athletes want to be musicians. Musicians want to be athletes. But published reports had those Garth Brooks arena shows as near sellouts, not quite sellouts. So about 17,000 fans were there. Now, Merrifield said that despite the fact that he plays in front of around 10,000 more people than that almost every day. And as an infielder, he's absolutely out on an island exposed, just like a lead singer. That's all you have time for, unfortunately.